Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A service of Liberty Bank, 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for your convenience. An Independence County jail inmate being held for questioning in a case the Sheriff's Department was investigating had a short-lived escape from custody. Detective Michael Monday said 18-year-old Tevin Leon Suggs was writing a statement for authorities in an interview room being monitored by video. Monday said deputies heard what sounded like a window opening and discovered Suggs had gone out of the window and onto the roof of an adjoining building. Monday said Suggs was still in leg shackles when he was captured a few minutes later. Suggs is now being charged with third-degree escape and placed on a $1,000 cash bond. The corner store at Pleasant Plains was burglarized sometime Tuesday night. Burglarized again. Tuesday night was the second time the store's been targeted by a burglar in the last 30 days. Police say they were dispatched to an alarm call that advised front door breakage and exterior motion. Deputy D. McFadder said when she and Deputy Randy Sharp arrived, they saw the front door glass shattered. Owner-operator Luke Nicholson and assistant manager Peggy Knuckles arrived shortly thereafter. They retrieved store video that showed an intruder breaking the front door glass coming into the building. Police said inventory is being made to determine if anything was stolen. An account is being opened today at Liberty Bank at 1240 East Main in Batesville for Caden Taylor Hillis. Caden is the infant son of Bartley and Tammy Smart Hillis. Funds donated to the account will help to defray medical costs now being incurred at his stay at Arkansas Children's Hospital. Caden was born on July 9th with a rare heart defect called myocardial non-compaction to the left side of the heart. At this time, Caden is on a ventilator and is stable. His father, Bartley, is a pastor of New Life Fellowship at Moorfield, and Tammy works in the Independence County Clerk's Office. Once again, the account being opened today at Liberty Bank, 1240 East Main in Batesville. Well, it didn't take long for Stone County deputies to get their man. That story and more follows this.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
On July 21st, a theft was reported at two residences in Stone County, both of which are located on Highway 5 North near the Sugarloaf area. Responding deputies discovered that someone had entered the first residence and taken numerous knives from a knife collection, a large bowl of change, and a Marlin 22 caliber rifle. All that valued at about $5,300. The second residence had been entered by breaking out a back glass, and damage was done to a quilting loom or rack and quilting fabrics that had been in that residence. Damage at about $500. According to Sheriff Todd Hudspeth, information led deputies to the residence of 18-year-old Wesley Grant Bray. Bray admitted to having entered the residence, and deputies were able to recover about $3,000 of the stolen items at Bray's residence. Bray, who was out on bond on previous rape charges from Izzard County, is being held in the Stone County Jail pending charges of residential burglary and theft. Bray's previous bond has been revoked. A Batesville woman was arrested for driving while intoxicated after a two-vehicle accident at St. Louis and Myers Street earlier this week. Deputy Gary Frank said a vehicle driven by 46-year-old Donna Jean Willis rear-ended a tractor-trailer truck. Frank said Willis' actions after the wreck caused him to administer an alcohol field sobriety test. Frank said a later breath analysis test showed Willis was intoxicated. Frank said she was also charged with careless driving and having no proof of liability insurance. Last night at the Independence County Fair, the prize baby girl and prize baby boy of 2009 were selected. Prize baby girl, 2-year-old Ella Elizabeth Clark, the daughter of Zach and Helen Clark of Batesville. First runner-up, 2-year-old Bethany Nicole Deutsch, the daughter of James and Nicole Deutsch of Batesville. Second runner-up, 2-year-old Kendall Grace Gallagher, the daughter of Avery and Ashley Gallagher of Batesville. Most photogenic, 6-month-old Addison Neely, the daughter of Bryson and Cassie Neely of Batesville. Prize baby boy, Independence County Fair 2009, 2-year-old Anthony Manning, the son of Jason and Crystal Manning of Batesville. First runner-up, 14-month-old Jalen Beal Gibson, the son of Jared and Rochelle Gibson of Batesville. Second runner-up, 10-month-old Harley Steele, the son of Nick and Karen Steele of Sulphur Rock. Most photogenic, 2-year-old Gabriel Carmona, the son of Dana Carmona of Batesville. This local and regional update, a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B.